Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me at Nikki Dare Radio and Podcast. My name is Nikki Dare. iDare was born of personal hardship, triumph, and the desire to succeed. iDare is an acronym for integrity of diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. It is the hallmark of my life, derived from learning to evolve through difficult circumstances and experiences that result from challenges. And these challenges, without obstacles, we never would know the true meaning of success or feel the exaltation or triumph over adversity. My personal mission, therefore, is to help you encounter your purpose and live your best life, your inherent potential, and finding joy in the journey. I did, and so can you. It is about personal empowerment and unlocking your inner potential. Most of all, it's about living a lifestyle of adventures in the outdoors. I dare, therefore, is a way of life. So please join me to discover your inner potential by sharing some of your own challenges. So thank you for watching, and thank you for listening. Let's make it a great, great, and joyful week this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us at Nikki Dare Radio, heard worldwide by millions of listeners, with your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Our podcast, hosted by Nikki Dare, is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare Inc., a registered 501c3, with its mission to educate and mobilize resources for preparedness and sustainability. iDare is a grassroots credo and personal mission based on its pillars of excellence: integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Women's advocate, transformational mentor, and a seasoned BPR change management consultant since her early 20s in transforming companies. And decades later, she is reinventing her purpose. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
One thing can you do this week to help improve your life? Comment below. I'd love to hear it. Hey, finally we get to see each other indoors this time. Guys, I really would like to just, express my feelings to those who are struggling right now. And I know there are so many of us right now struggling. And I just want to let you guys know out there that you're not alone. We're all here to support each other, and all of these things are really truly temporarily. As any storms, it'll pass through, just like in any other storms in our lifetime, that we gather that our experiences to become stronger than ever. And I think that's the message right now that's so powerful, that you are not alone. Your current situation, circumstances do not define you, who you are, and you just need to never ever give up. Just keep moving forward no matter what. All right, so that's the whole baseline that I want to share with you guys, okay? And I also want to share with you all some brief motivational uplifting tips that I want to share with you right now. So hang this morning. Selamat pagi semua, apa kabar? Como talevu? Como están ustedes? Hopefully all is well and staying safe, staying out of trouble. Good to see you guys here. All right, before we start or dive in, I want to share with you some of very basic motivational tips that perhaps you've heard of them, but then, you know, self-reminder, kick in the butt here and there. But before we dive in, please, if you are listening or watching this, listening this on iHeart or iTunes, I hope, don't forget to subscribe to my channel give it a thumbs up and leave me a comment, by the way. It's like a true gift for me. If you are watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe so you will not miss any of my upcoming videos, or in fact, give it a thumbs up. And even better, share it to those who might need it and find a value of this sort of motivational, inspirational video. I love making videos, by the way, these motivational, inspirational, fun videos. In fact, please do give any of my videos a thumbs up or leave a comment. Leaving your feedback and comments below. You never know, your thoughts and feedbacks can also help others who are listening and watching. So that is very powerful. All right. So it means the world to me, by the way. So all good. And I want to, like I said, I want to share with you some of my personal tips here, motivational, hopefully can be some uplifting. But all right, like I said, I want to share with you all some of my motivational tips, and hopefully can be uplifting, especially, you know, these days after nearly 1 year. 1 year, can you believe this? 1 year in isolation, lockdown, that we never knew we're gonna be this way, right? It's very, very authentic, very original. No blueprint in this, but we're all getting through this together, right? Things get easily boring and mundane right about now. I get it. Look, part of the problem that my son is in the hospital as well is that as well, you know? I mean, all of us are going through this anxiety and just adjusting to the norm right now. So let me ask you this. You ever wake up in the morning and the last thing you want to do is get out of bed? Yeah, all of us going through some struggles here, and mostly inner struggles, and trying to adjust ourselves into this new norms and things. Okay, we get it. I get it. I understand. Some of us deal it in a different way, you know. Some don't want to do this and the other do the other extreme. So let me ask you this. Do you ever wake up in the morning and the last thing you want to do is to get out of bed? All right, my household here, we wake up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., so it's the other opposite way. How about the mornings when you wake up and, you know, you hop out of bed, ready to take on the world, just like what I said. You're like, 4 a.m., 5 a.m., come on, let's go. So what's the difference between those two scenarios? Let me ask you that. So what's the difference between those two scenarios? Motivation. Motivation is what compels us to set those goals. And more importantly, what drives us towards those goals. So if you want to know how to tap into the power of motivation, then let's talk about it. I'm gonna share with you some of the tips that I think will work. Know what you want. What is the point of motivation if you do not know what you want, right? Without having a clear vision, a clear clarity of things that you want, of exactly what you desire in life, that day for short term, you won't be able to build up enough motivation to get through the obstacles you are sure to face. Okay, daily, weekly, monthly, short term, or long term. So you gotta have the clarity. Know what you want is, know you want what you want it. It's the steps is just so important as knowing what you want. Why do you want to reach specific goals? Why is it? So you gotta know the why, right? What will it mean to your life, basically? Think about the people in your life that you don't want to let down. You know, your influencers, your circle, your top five of the day, of your life that you spend life with, you spend days with. These are the whys, and they are essential. So set goals that excite you. Set goals that excite you. It is beneficial to set reasonable goals that are easy to reach, you know, attainable, feasible, not something that, okay, I'm going to do this, but it's really beyond your capability. I would never suggest stopping that, by the way. However, it can also help to set some relatively wild or audacious goals. It's okay. These goals might seem out of reach right now, but the allure of reaching them in the future might motivate you in the present, in the current situation, in the current, you know, state of mind. Is the momentum, we call it, right? Track and measure your results. By tracking, I mean tracking and measuring your progress is key also to motivation. So when you can actually see your efforts, efforts paying off, then your motivation will naturally rise, will naturally just like, okay, wow, it works, right? So that's the momentum that I'm talking about. If you do not track and measure, how else will you know if you are making progress, right? Another thing that I was gonna give example is my son, you know, of all of these things, and then he wants to be in the Olympics. Good for him. Reward yourself if you are tracking your progress. Make sure that you reward yourself as well. You gotta have to reward it, whether it's a small level or a big one. I mean, everything's moderation, obviously. Rewarding yourself will ensure that you stay motivated. You are more likely to keep plugging away when you can see that reward getting closer and closer. So it is important. So tracking it and reward it, right? I know I say this again, use your social circle. Building accountability through your social circle is also a great idea. If you're like me, it's like, you know, yeah, you want that. But if you're like introverted, it's okay. But it is a great idea. When you have a big goal you want to achieve, let the people in your life know that, like I said, you know, my son would tell me, he's like, hey, mom, you know, I want to be in the Olympics, like out of the blue. He loves exercising. So that's what he wants. Great, great on him. So that's what he's working on. Besides the potentially helping you along the way, it will also make you more accountable, right? The funny thing is, we are more likely to let ourselves down than our loved ones. Yeah, I don't know why, but that's just like human. Fake it. Oh, God, I hate to say this. Not feeling motivated or energetic today? Try faking it. See, you think I'm going to say something else, right? But this tactic, this mind strategy won't work all of the time. But it could help you get through that slow morning, okay? Pump yourself up with some music. I do that all the time. I see my son too. He does that all the time. He would get into that rhythm, to that music, to that momentum. I know, chuck some lattes or coffee. Jump around if you have to. Anything to make yourself feel a little bit more energetic, more in tune to your motivation is so important. I bought a trampoline just for that, by the way. Take action. So have you ever sat down to work and you just couldn't get started at all? You just kind of like freeze, paralyzed or something. Yeah, it happens. Sometimes all it takes to give you your motivation a little boost is to accomplish one simple task. Pick the single most straightforward thing that you can do towards any of your goals and just do it. Nike says that, well, just do it. Most likely, this will motivate you to take on to the next challenge. And I guarantee you it will. So find your inspiration. People get inspired by different things. If you want to maximize your motivation level, then you need to figure out what inspires you. Maybe it's, you know, it's a specific type of music, any simple things, right? Whatever that moves your groove, basically. Perhaps it's a view of from your house, which I do, by the way. I mean, I love views outdoor. It could be a motivational speaker that you have been listening, or even celebrity, your favorite celebrity. Find out what inspires you and schedule some time to immerse yourself in it every day. So here are some suggested call to actions for that motivation. Okay. Think about all of your goals and desires. And now list why each is important to you. If you do not want to get overwhelmed, then focus on one or two primary goals. Just one or two, right? And keep thinking about the goals from the last tip. Now, think about how you can reward yourself for hitting milestones, for achieving those milestones along the way. So when is a good time for a reward for yourself? A spa day, mani and pedi, or a golf day? I don't know. What is a good reward for you? Find two or three things that truly inspire you. Maybe it's YouTube, TED Talk, things like that. It might be a music playlist you can put on whenever you need it, right? Regardless of what it is, find what inspires you and immerse yourself in it. Again, it's for you. So whatever it takes to immerse yourself in it. All right, so hopefully that has been insightful, and I hope that you have found some motivation tips along the way with this, and hopefully that you like being indoors. I know it says windy outside, and I'm sending lots of love from Southern California. And for those who are struggling right now with the weather, I mean, bad weather out there across the nation, I'm sending a lot of love to you, and then hopefully that you're staying safe and staying well and staying healthy and hug closer to those that you love, your loved ones. All right, signing off. Selamat jumpa. Sampai ketemu lagi. Terima kasih banyak untuk mendengar dan melihat saya. My name is Nikki Dare, and God bless. Take good care, guys. All right, bye now. Selamat pagi dan sampai jumpa. Terima kasih banyak untuk mendengar, dan terima kasih banyak kalau kalian semua melihat ini dalam video. Thank you. This is Nikki Dare. God bless. Cheers to you. Here's to a safe and healthy new year. God bless. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. Just type in Google Nikki Dare, my name. I'm currently writing and finishing up some more books. Yes, I am. Until then, selamat malam, everyone. Buenas noches and happy holidays. Love you guys. God bless. Bye.
You have been listening to Nikki Dare's Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikkidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nikkidare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nikkidare.com. Join her next time, living in purpose and passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.